Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Justin Bieber, he has a couple of new albums out there right now, right? Swag and Swag 2.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he just put out, like, the deluxe.
I think a lot of people have forgotten.
Yeah, that was kind of under the radar.
Except if you're a hardcore Bieber fan, possibly.
Yeah, if you're a believer.
So Alyssa came in this morning, and there's some news this morning that surprised you.
Yeah, I opened Instagram for the first time today, and boom, right there, first post. Coachella 2026 lineup.
Why are you surprised by that?
I am so surprised. This is not the time of year for Coachella lineup. I know this because I went to Coachella like consecutive years. Typically, Coachella lineup comes out like maybe like the first week of January, like after the first of the year. Kind of like I would say it's after all the buzz of the holidays. So this is very early for them to announce this, but yeah, Bieber playing Saturday night of Coachella 2026.
So Coachella posted on social media last night, they said hard launch, and then passes go on sale this Friday for Coachella. And you can register for access.
Yeah, I mean, this is about the time of year that they usually put tickets on sale. So they usually put out on ticket sales before they have the lineup out. So you just buy your ticket and hope that the lineup is good.
Boy, that's confidence right there.
Oh, I've done it plenty of years. I've done it not just with Coachella. Life is Beautiful in Vegas. I've done it. Most music festivals, I've done it.
But what if you buy tickets for a music festival and then you realize that you're unhappy with the lineup? Like you think you're underwhelmed by it.
Well, that's happened to me. One of two things. You can either A, sell your tickets, hopefully for face value or a reasonable price, or B, you can just go to the festival for the experience.
Hmm.
And I've done that too. Sometimes I do think it's more fun to go to music festivals when you don't really care about the lineup, because when there's a lot of people on a lineup that you want to see, it's like you're running around, you're probably splitting away from friends. You might have like sets that are clashing at the same time. You have to make a choice of who do you want to see. So I honestly do kind of like it when lineups don't have an insane amount of people that I would like to go dance to.
Okay.
But if I was going to Coachella next year, I think I would be a busy gal because this is a really good lineup.
Sabrina Carpenter is also going to be there.
Yes, she's on there. Another one that caught my eye, Cat's Eye on there. Teddy Swims. Addison Rae, you know I love her.
So why do you think they announced it now? Do you think that maybe last year, did they not have the ticket sales that they wanted? They want to get out in front of this?
I mean, they sell out, I think, every year. So I don't really know if it's tickets or what. But I'm not sure why they would announce this so early. Other than the fact that maybe people are starting to plan next year earlier. I mean, this is the first time that anything with the date 2026 is coming across my feed.
Well, it's fascinating. It's also a concert that I can guarantee you right now, I will not be there.
Have you ever gone?
No, I have no interest in going to something like that.
I would love to see you at Coachella, just for the bit.
No.
Just completely as a bit, I would love to see you there trying to maneuver.
For any kind of a music festival or any kind of a concert, really, I need an escape route somehow. I need a hotel that I can easily have access to.
Yeah.
And I can't camp. I can't spend, you know, too many hours in one place. I can't handle that.
The camping's a lot of fun. You should come camping with me. You should come to a music festival with me. Oh my God, you guys, could you imagine if I took Bill to a music festival? You want to talk about content? That's some content.
That's not being old either. That's not me being old. That's the way that I've always been. Like in my 20s, I remember some friends of ours invited us to go see the Dave Matthews Band at the Gorge.
Which is in Washington.
Yeah, in Washington State. And it's like a weekend thing. Like
yeah.
he plays on Friday night, he plays on Saturday night, and then you go home on Sunday.
There.
You gotta camp out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not camping. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting in a tent and seeing Dave Matt. I need to have a hotel. I need to have a shower. I need to have soap.
That sounds like a Gen Xer's dream. Seeing Dave Matthews Band at the Gorge in Washington.
I don't know.
But you need a shower. Oh,
I'm an old soul, I guess. That's all I can tell you. It's Q104. It's Q104. Just announced last night, Sabrina Carpenter will be one of the headliners for Coachella 2026.
Woo!
Checking the text here. See, these are my people here on the text machine. You could not pay me to go to a festival of any kind. There's too many people. I would never in my life.
Oh.
See, I talk about Coachella. I just pass along the information. I am not remotely interested in it at all.
I would just love to see it. I think it would be very funny to witness.
For me to go?
Yes.
I would need to be like VIP. Like I would need to be some sort of a VIP section or a tent for me that I could go to escape.
There is no escape at Coachella. There is none. I've had the VIP. I've had the working pass. It's not much less crazy in those areas.
All right. 216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us on a daily basis. You can text into the show. You can call our show. We love it when you call our show, especially for good vibes. We have good vibes coming up this morning. So this is something in your life right now, like right in the moment, it makes you happy. It brings you joy and it inspires you to pick up the phone and call the show and tell us about it. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. Let's go to Olmsted Falls this morning. We're going to talk to Marissa and get a good vibe. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Please share your good vibe with us.
So the other day, this was about a week ago, I was just having kind of a bad day. Nothing really, really bad happened, but it was just sort of a flat day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was super duper going my way. Bad hair day.
The vibes were off.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes were off. And my husband came home from work and asked me how I was. And I told him, it's just kind of one of those flat days. And he made a run to the grocery store to pick something up for dinner. And I was sitting out on our deck and he got back. I heard him come in and he came to the door of our deck and I heard, "Hey, hun." And I turned around and he had an orchid. He had bought at the grocery store just because he knew, even though nothing was super bad, he knew that it would lift my mood because I love flowers. And so it was this beautiful white orchid that he did just because, just to lift me up a little bit. And it really touched my heart.
Look at the two of you. You guys are so cute.
True love still exists.
It does.
That's great. How long have you guys been together?
We've only been together for about 2 years. We actually just celebrated our second anniversary, so it's still sort of new, but he's been like that from the beginning.
Oh.
And I don't think it'll end.
Marissa, I'm so happy you found that guy.
Me too.
You got yourself a keeper.
I do.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill. That's Alyssa.
Hello.
Alyssa is my work wife.
That's me.
I say that because there are days that I see Alyssa more than I actually see my wife in a day.
Yeah, there's definitely days that I think I talk to you more than I talk to Bryce. Sometimes. Sometimes I lose him to his video games for hours after work.
Yeah, and not counting the hours that we sleep. I saw Paula yesterday for maybe a total of an hour.
Oh my gosh, wow, that's nothing.
And I spent the whole morning with you yesterday.
Well then.
So Alyssa is a hugger.
I am.
I'm not necessarily opposed to hugging, but I'm a little more strategic with
who
hugging.
He gives his hugs to.
Yeah, I withhold my hugs.
Not just who he gives his hugs to, but like I would say situational too.
Yeah. The first time that I noticed this was when we first started working together.
Oh, was that early?
Yeah, Alyssa wanted to start hugging like right away.
I did?
Like the first time that we went out outside of the show. Like the first time we were out in the wild.
Okay, like after I had started working here, though? I wasn't like doing my interviews, like giving hugs, right?
No, not then.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think it was just the first time that we had to be somewhere.
Okay.
And then, so we might have been dressed up for something.
Yeah.
And then Alyssa just walks up and she gives me a hug. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you hugging me?
I was like,
right
I don't
now?
Know. Like, I really didn't have a good answer. I was like, I'm leaving. So I wanted to say bye. And Bill's like, but you never hug me like every other day. And I'm like, well, yeah, because that would be weird.
When the show's over, we don't hug. So when
but
we're,
like when we're in a parking lot, like after we've just gotten like dinner or something,
yeah.
Like it feels weird to not hug? To not hug. Like I'm a hugger in those situations. I'm not a hugger when I leave work. That's weird.
I bring all this up because there's a hug survey in the news today.
Oh, there is.
And I don't know who has the money to do studies on this, but after all the research, I guess that you hug your romantic partner on average for 7.02 seconds.
Okay.
And then friends, 2.88 seconds.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
That's the average.
2.88 for friends?
Do you think that when we've hugged, how long has it been? Is it?
Yeah, I guess our hugs are pretty quick.
Is it less than 3 seconds?
I would say less than 3 seconds. You're probably right. But seven seconds.
For relationships. Now, see, with relationship hugs, like, I will hug Paula, and then she's like, okay, that's enough.
Really? Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I'll be like, don't break the hug. Don't be the one to break the hug.
Oh, Bryce always does that to me, and then I get stuck, and I'm like, oh, I can't break the hug now, and then we just don't get anything done.
Never be the one to break the hug. It makes it so awkward.
I mean, you guys have been married now for 18 years. If that's the secret to a happy marriage.
You know where this gets me in trouble, though, with the hugging is when, going back to when Alyssa and I have to go out in public, and usually it's when we meet a listener.
Uh-huh.
And we have to do it again this week because we're making another Q Brew Crew run.
This drives Bill insane.
We're delivering 7 brew coffee to someone this week. By the way, if you want us to come to where you are and deliver you coffee, just go to...
Yeah, we're still doing that at Q104.com.
It's all there in the contest page. But the most recent time that we did that, I remember we're standing in the parking lot, and Alyssa's like, I'm sorry, I'm a hugger. Can I hug you? And then she hugs the winner, the listener... Like, right in front of me. And then it's like, well, what am I supposed to do right now?
And then Bill just goes, well, I'm not a hugger, so...
Yeah, but I had to hug her anyway. Because you did.
I'm sorry.
We should be more on the same page with our hugs.
Do you want to coordinate this maybe, like, before we do the next one?
Well, how do you... For you,
like,
it's...
you go first, and then I'll swoop in with the hug. That way you can get the handshake out of the way, and then I'll hug, and then not weird.
Yeah. Wait till I greet them first,
okay.
And then you can do whatever you want with them.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it like that. Is that a good compromise?
I think it probably is.
For now, it'll work.
It's Q104, the group chat coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you with us. Let's get into the group chat. This is our advice portion of the show. Olivia and Lorraine is looking for some advice from the group this morning. Olivia, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I love the show so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You're talking about Bill and Alyssa, right? You're calling the right show?
Yeah, do you have the right people?
Okay.
Yes, I listen to you almost every day.
All right, good.
Okay,
well,
cool.
All right. So tell us what's going on with you.
Okay, so I just got engaged a few weeks ago.
Oh, no wonder you're so happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I really am. I'm so excited. Now to my issue. So I obviously, like, it's, you know, it's really early. We haven't set a date yet, but I think we're looking at maybe summer of next year at the earliest, maybe fall of 2026, whatever. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So plenty of time.
We've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So, but the more that I think about it, the more that I'm just not sure if I want to do it.
Wait.
Get married? You're
yeah.
not sure? You mean you want to call the engagement off?
No,
what?
No. No, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I was so unclear. No. I definitely want to get married, but I am not sure if I want to have a big wedding. Sorry, I should have said that
okay.
at the beginning.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, but...
What are you thinking then? Are you thinking like a smaller wedding? Or you think, oh, because Alyssa and I both eloped, maybe you could do that, go
yeah.
to Vegas.
Well, that was kind of what I wanted to ask you guys about.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. My parents, they are not super well off. My dad, actually, he just retired. He didn't make that much money to begin with. My mom, she's still working full time. They're a little older. And honestly, I just don't think that my parents can handle a wedding right now.
Mm.
It doesn't feel fair to ask them that. But my fiance's parents, they do have a lot of money, but I also don't want to ask them to help pay for the wedding. I don't know. I just don't think I could do that. That doesn't feel right. Like, it doesn't feel like I should ask them and not my parents. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I also don't want to feel like I'm taking too much from anybody. I'm really torn about the whole thing.
Well, it shouldn't be you to talk to your fiance's parents. That
yeah.
should be your fiance, right? Have you had this discussion with him?
Yeah, we have. I've brought it up a few times, and really all that he said so far is like, yeah, whatever your parents can do will be fine. So I don't think in his head that we're actually asking his parents for help. We're just taking from my parents whatever they can do.
Okay. I see. And so he's just saying, like, yeah, like, whatever your parents can pull together, like, that's going to be enough for us to not even have to ask.
Yeah, and I also don't think that he knows, like, you know, how little that actually might be.
Mm.
And I don't know. I know that it's really early to stress about this because we haven't set the date. But like you said, you guys both eloped. And I'm wondering if, like, maybe I should focus on that.
I should also mention, if there's anyone new listening, and judging by our recent ratings, there aren't many new people listening.
Yeah.
But Alyssa and I, we didn't elope as in we're married.
No. No, we both just eloped in Vegas to our spouses, like, yeah, 20 years apart almost.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clear that up, just in case anyone was confused.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Olivia. What do you want to happen, like, in your heart? Like, do you want to have that traditional,
like, big wedding with the princess dress? Or what is in your brain of, like, the perfect day?
I mean, I would love to have a real wedding.
Okay.
But I don't want to feel self-conscious or embarrassed about what my family can afford.
Mm.
I would just rather elope than to have a wedding that's, like, less than perfect. Does that make sense? Like, do I sound selfish?
Olivia, I think that you sound the opposite of selfish right now.
Hmm.
Like, I think you actually sound extremely considerate.
All right, 216-474-0104. Let's get Olivia some help in the group chat here. What should she do next? She's recently engaged and wants the big wedding, but she's also realistic at the same time and knows that she might not be able to have the perfect wedding. Should she consider alternatives? Should she elope in Vegas like Alyssa and I did? 216-474-0104. Your advice for Olivia next on the Q Morning Show. 7:30 banger this morning. You know what it is, Alyssa.
Absolutely.
What is it?
Well, I said it. Absolutely.
That's the name of the song. Do you remember the band?
I didn't either.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, that's not nice. Yeah, give me the band. I don't know.
It's 9 days.
9 days. I knew it was something nine. But then I was like, Sixpence None the Richer. Like, that's what I was thinking. That's not it. That's a different song.
I didn't remember either, but also I have the computer right in front of me. I can see what it is.
Yeah, that's helpful.
So, we are in the middle. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We are in the middle of the group chat. Olivia, recently engaged, and now that the excitement is starting to fade a little bit, now the reality's kicking in, and she's like, okay, well, now that I'm engaged, I actually have to get married next year.
I know, this group chat kind of bummed me out, though.
How so?
Because, like, I don't know, like, hearing her talking about, like, maybe not being able to have this, you know, elaborate social media esque wedding, mm-hmm, like she's always seen on her timeline. I don't know. It kind of bummed me out that, like, that's what the expectation has become. And she said, like, you know, is it even worth it if it can't be perfect?
Because she's thinking, my parents can't afford this.
Right.
And she was indicating that her fiance has some money and maybe her parents could kick in and they could have a decent wedding. But she doesn't even know how to approach that subject. Let's go to, is it Catherine?
Yes, Catherine.
Catherine, in what city are you in? Is it Milan?
I'm in Milan.
Milan.
Yeah, out by Sandusky.
Oh, okay.
All right. Milan checking in this morning. What's going on, Catherine? What are your thoughts on the group chat?
I'm wondering why Olivia doesn't, her and her fiancé don't pay for the wedding themselves. And just, like, maybe take some money from their parents, but why are they having to pay for the entire wedding?
Well, it sounds like nobody has any money on her side of the family.
That's the gist that I was kind of getting to.
Yeah, so four groups of people going into, or three, going in to pay for a wedding is a lot easier than asking one versus the other.
Yeah.
So I think it should be a group effort.
Yeah, how do you have that conversation? I mean, because Paula and I were in the same situation. Paula, mm-hmm, and I knew right away, we're on the hook for this ourselves. We can't afford a wedding. We had no desire to pay for a wedding. That's why we eloped. Is there any way that Olivia can salvage this and get some people together and figure out how to pay for a wedding?
How to work this out.
Is that a conversation? Do you sit down with your fiance and then do you have maybe a dinner with both sides of the family?
Yeah, maybe bring both parents together and have a big group dinner. Because I wanted to ask, traditionally it's the bride's family that pays, right?
Traditionally? I think that maybe we are getting away from that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think we are too, considering I just had to ask. I didn't even know for sure, because Bryce and I did the same thing as you and Paula. We knew that we were on the hook for it. So we were like, we're just going to go get married, run off, come back, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, I have very loud where Heather is. Heather, if you're able to go on phone to your face. We like to say phone to your face now.
Yeah, somebody said that once and it's kind of stuck.
Yeah. Heather, are you able to go phone to your face?
I am.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to us. What are your thoughts? You said you had a suggestion for Olivia.
Well, I'm getting married next year as well.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, we've been together for 9 years, so it doesn't really matter that way. But we've always discussed that the wedding is for ourselves, not for our family, not for his family. It's not for anyone there. It's just for ourselves. And we just happen to have a timeshare in Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
Not Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm.
And
you should know where you're going before you go.
Oh, well, that was the problem. I got everything ready in Myrtle Beach, and we're getting married in Hilton Head. So
that would definitely make things a little complicated.
Yes, but we are going to Hilton Head. It was just going to be me and him, and then whoever wants to come down, if they want to crash it, they want to crash it. That's not on them, whatever. But we're just doing a wedding for ourselves, and then if a couple people show up, then they're going to do it. Then I'm having a lot of friends tell me, oh, you have to do something when you come home. And I'm like, maybe in the summer. So it's not going to be all together. But, like, you just have to get married for yourself. You don't have to worry about anybody else.
I think that's the best advice. It should be a day for you and your partner, your spouse.
Okay. Olivia, hopefully there's some advice in there that resonates with you, and please keep us posted on what you decide to do. That's the group chat. It's 216-474-0104. Switching subjects just for a second. Heather?
Yes.
She mentioned when Heather called into the show, she's like, by the way, I'm going to meet you guys later on this week. And I'm like, how?
Bill's so confused.
Like, what are we doing this week? So Heather is the winner of this month, or actually August, the grand prize winner of the Q Brew Crew.
Yeah.
So we're coming by where Heather works. Right now on Thursday is when we're scheduled to do it. That's exciting, Heather. How many people are we going to meet in your office on Thursday?
Oh, probably not many. I think I've got maybe 10.
10
okay.
people.
Okay. All right.
All right. And are you saying nice things about us?
Always.
Okay. So,
considering I also won the Zombies and Descendants tour too.
Oh, Disney on Ice.
It wasn't Disney on Ice, but it was Disney Descendants.
Heather's winning everything. It sounds like.
I know, she's been a lucky lady.
We should do a segment one time where we just have like a listener on, and they win, like the listener who has won the most things. And then they
win something else for winning the most.
No, I was going to say they explain to everybody else how they win so much.
Oh, no, we can't have those secrets getting out. Come on.
Well, for Alyssa's College
it's
of Knowledge.
Secret information.
For Alyssa's College of Knowledge, you actually have to beat Alyssa in trivia. You don't have to necessarily be smart. You just have to get more questions right than Alyssa. You don't have to get every question right.
I mean, yesterday, like, one of my friends texted me and was like, do I seriously have to call and kick your butt at this game? Because it's been almost a month now of me just win. I haven't lost in weeks.
Yeah, it's been really annoying. And I mean, it's against the rules. We can't bring in a ringer. But,
Well, if anybody thinks that they have what it takes, I'm getting bored. So somebody please give me a run for my money.
216-474-0104. Don't call now. We will ask you to call in about 10 minutes. We have tickets for Max McNown. I keep calling him Max McNown. Max McNown, a week from tonight at the House of Blues. So that's coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. April is here to try to end this win streak. April, good morning.
Good morning.
Where is Huntsburg?
Huntsburg is out a little east of Chardon.
Oh, very good. Thank you for having us on this morning. So I have your five questions right here. You're going to answer them. Then Alyssa's going to answer the questions. Whoever gets the most will win the game. And if we're stuck in a tie, then Alyssa wins the game because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to go, April?
I guess so.
What? I'm going to need some more confidence from you, April.
I'm ready.
Believe in yourself. What color is the gemstone emerald?
Green.
Question two. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been blank a long time ago.
Married? Is that what he says? I can't remember.
Question three. What is the capital of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I don't know. Green Bay.
Question four. It's been announced that a third season of this show is returning to HBO, set in the wealthy seaside town of Monterey, California, following a group of women whose perfect lives begin to unravel. What is the name of that show?
Big Little Lies?
Final question. How many keys are on a piano?
188.
All right, April, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? April, you did very well today.
Yay!
And you were so close on one of them. I have you down with three correct today. Alyssa, meet April in Huntsburg.
Good morning, April.
Good morning, Alyssa.
So, Alyssa, you need three of these to tie April and four to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the opposite of best of luck to you?
Worst of luck.
Worst of luck to you.
Thanks.
Question one. What color is the gemstone emerald?
Green.
Question two. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been blank a long time ago.
Married.
Married is correct.
Had to think about that one for a second.
Question three. What is the capital of Wisconsin? I know you don't know your capitals.
Madison. Yes! Yes! Shot in the dark.
This was strategically set up for her to lose, and now she has three. Question four. It's been announced that a third season of this show is returning to HBO, set in the wealthy seaside town of Monterey, California, following a group of women whose perfect lives begin to unravel.
Is that Little Fires Everywhere?
No. Big Little Lies.
I always get it confused with that.
Alyssa still has the tie today with three, but does she still have a chance to get the win? Here is the final question. How many keys are on a piano?
Ooh, 72.
Okay, you are also close, but incorrect. The answer is 88.
Oof.
So, April, you had it in your head there. You had April guessed 188.
Oh, you were so close.
Not really.
So close, yet so far.
Just drop the one, and you would have been good.
I knew it was 88 something.
Yeah. You did your best, April, and that's all we care about. That's why we're going to set you up with some tickets here to see Max McNown at the House of Blues a week from tonight. And you're qualified to win the grand prize, too, which is passes to a sound check right before the show.
Awesome. My name is April, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Where did you hear about this, by the way?
I saw this on TikTok yesterday.
Okay. Speaking of TikTok, before you get to it, did you see the Treasury Department has announced that they have a framework in place with the owners of TikTok to transfer ownership from a Chinese company, ByteDance, to an American company?
And is that all going to be squared away by tomorrow when the TikTok ban is supposed to happen?
I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not. But who cares? I mean, the TikTok ban was supposed to be months ago, and they just keep kicking that down the road.
Oh, man.
But what I was wondering is, with TikTok, because is ByteDance going to give up that algorithm?
Like, I don't know.
Will TikTok be the same, even though it's under the ownership of a new company?
I'm not sure.
Nah, I don't know either.
And then aren't they supposed to be making, like, their own version of TikTok, like the United States government? Like, didn't we hear about that a couple months ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea
what's going on.
But what did you find on TikTok? A lost cat? You found a lost cat on TikTok?
So I came across this yesterday on my For You page. This girl in, like, the old Brooklyn area coming on just bawling her eyes out. And I just felt for her so hard. Her cat, he's an orange cat with, like, the prettiest yellow eyes. His name is Brad. And he's missing.
Should we play the audio from the TikTok?
Yeah, roll the audio.
My name is Brittany, and I live in the Cleveland area, Cleveland, Old Brooklyn area. My cat, Brad, is missing. Anybody that knows me knows Brad is my whole world, and I'm absolutely distraught. He went missing off of West 62nd Street in Cleveland. But please, everyone in Cleveland area, keep an eye out for my baby. He is microchipped. He will run. His name's Brad, and he's really scared.
I know. So, little Brad, I posted the video on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. So if you're around Old Brooklyn, surrounding areas, and you see a little orange cat running around.
So you're suggesting get in touch with us, and then you'll help get in touch with the lady who lost the cat.
Yeah, I also, so I did actually find, like, the reward flyer, too. So I'm going to post that as well.
There's a reward?
Yeah, there is actually a reward out for this cat, but that's not really, like, why I'm pressing to find the cat. I just want to find the cat because my heart is breaking. I was going through this girl's page, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's just like us. She loves Taylor Swift. She's been loving the new Sabrina album. She works at a vet office, and her cat's missing, and my heart's broken, and I just want to find Brittany's cat, Brad.
All right, so if you find it, are you going to actually collect the reward?
No.
Okay.
I'm not collecting a reward. I just want this cat to get home.
Maybe this could be our thing. Like, we just help find lost animals.
That would be my dream. That would, like, literally be my dream come true.
Like, we're looking for a thing. Maybe that's our thing.
That would be such a fun thing. What if we could, like, get out in the streets and actually, like, do it? Like, kind of like how we do, like, our coffee drop-off, but once a month we just go out in the streets of Cleveland getting cats.
Look for lost
look
animals.
Look for cats.
Only cats? Does it have to be just cats?
Or could
just
be all, cats.
Just all animals?
Nope, just cats.
I used to do this on the very first radio station that I worked for.
Did you really?
WJER in Dover. I didn't look for the actual animals, but we had, like, a lost and found.
Aw.
Like, and so if you lost your pet, you would call the radio station, and someone would take down all the information, and then at some various point during the show, I would have to say, there's been a lost cat somewhere near 5th Street.
Aw.
If you've seen this cat or know anything about this cat, call this number.
Well, I hope that some of those had happy endings. And I really hope that Mr. Brad has a happy ending and makes his way home. As of this morning, I just checked her page, and there is still no Brad. So we are still on the hunt.
Okay. Again, find our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Find out everything about the missing Brad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you here. Alyssa said something in a meeting last week that is so just blatantly wrong.
I don't think it is. I know exactly what you're referring to.
But hang on, I'm going to get to it. So we're sitting in this meeting, and I'm updating everyone in the meeting because I know everybody cares that I have finished up with my... I haven't finished. I'm in the process of getting my annual physical.
So exciting.
So I have already seen in person my primary care physician.
Wow.
Dr. Vanderhoeven.
Okay, Dr. Vanderhoeven.
That's not his real name. I just am tired of just saying primary care physician, so I'm going to make up a name. He's Dr. Vanderhoeven.
That's my doctor. You can just say your PCP. Also, if you're going to make up a name, the fact that you made up the name Dr. Yeah. Vanderhoeven and you couldn't just gone with like Dr. Smith.
How is that fun?
It's not, but it's easier to say.
Vanderhoeven sounds like much more fun because I enjoy my doctor.
Okay.
And I wish that I could say his real name. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. So we're going to go with Dr. Vanderhoeven.
Okay. So you're going to the doctor. So you're getting all your checkups.
He likes everything he's seen so far. He says everything looks good. They did the EKG. Mm-hmm. I still have to go get blood work done. And I have to get, they want me to get a shingles vaccine.
Oh.
Because I'm 50 now.
Is that not something that you get, like, when you're a baby, the shingles vaccine?
No. The shingles is, like, the reactivation of the chickenpox virus.
Oh, so you have to get, like, a...
Get it later in life.
Okay, got it.
So that's something that I have to do. He wanted to give it to me right then and there, and I was like, is it going to make me feel sick? And he said, it might. Mm. And I'm like, I can't afford that right now.
I can't feel sick right now.
I don't have to. I'm too busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
I can't take a sick day right now. But I was explaining in the meeting that because I needed to get this blood test, I was thinking, can I just do everything like at once? Can I get the shingles vaccine
right.
and get my blood test? And I said, I might have to take a day off for that. And Alyssa is like incredulous. And my boss is, too. He's like, you're going to take a day off to get a blood test?
My head went on a swivel. I was like, you want to take a day off for blood work?
Yeah, because I've done this before, and it's very difficult because of the fasting involved. And so the ideal time to get a blood test would be like first thing in the morning. You get up, you go get your blood test, and then you can eat. So assuming that you're going to sleep 8 to 12 hours, and you're not going to have anything to eat or drink
except
for water.
But why do you have to fast before blood work? I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, you have to fast at least 8 hours.
I've never, not once have I heard that, ever. And I've been getting my blood work taken, like, every 6 weeks for the past 17 years of my life.
Well, then your data is inaccurate, yeah, probably.
It must be, but nobody anywhere ever has told me that I have to fast before blood work.
Number one, they tell you that beforehand. They say, don't forget to fast. It says it in the instructions in the app. And then anytime someone's about to prick me with that needle, they say, And have you been fasting?
No way. No way. They don't
every
ask
every time.
That.
Yes, it
they
does.
Do not do that to me. That,
well, then you're
oh,
not
I don't
getting.
Know.
Then the blood work you're getting is not the kind of blood work that I'm getting. Then.
But I've gotten so much. I've had so many different types of panels taken. Bill, I have never been told before getting blood work, regardless of the panel, regardless of the lab that I'm getting done, that I cannot eat or drink anything. I've only ever heard of doing that for, like, I don't know, like a CAT scan or a colonoscopy or an endoscopy or whatever. Like, that's when you have to fast, right?
Yes, I'm certain you have to fast for those things, but I'm specifically the blood test to get your to get everything checked, your lipids,
no,
your mm-mm. cholesterol, all of those things. You don't want to eat like you don't want to eat right before you get your cholesterol checked.
I mean, that makes sense, but I'm just saying I've never heard from any nurse anywhere over the past, my entire life, but more specifically, I am in and out of doctor's offices for the past like 20 years. I have Crohn's, so I'm there often.
216-474-0104. Text comes in. Bill, as usual, is correct.
What? As usual?
Help me out here.
Oh, that just struck a chord with me.
216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I was telling Alyssa that I'm thinking about taking a day off because I want to go get a blood test. And she's like, why do you have to take a day off to get a blood
That's
test?
That's craziness.
And I said it's because of the fasting, because you want to fast and then go get a blood test first thing in the morning. I've done it before where I've slept all night and then maybe I'll have like a cup of coffee or something in the morning. But to time that out where I don't eat or drink anything except for water for 8 hours and then to have to do a radio show and then other things. It takes a lot out of me.
But I'm just saying, I've never heard that you have to fast, because he's saying all this and I'm like, well, you don't have to fast. And he's like, but I do. And I'm like, no, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't. Jamie. I've never heard of needing to do that before getting blood work.
Jamie in Cleveland, what's your experience with blood tests? You have to fast, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jamie, and how do you know this?
I have a couple different diagnoses, but there are some blood tests where you have to fast, and there are some that you don't.
Now, see, I believe that's true, because I have been told during certain blood tests, you don't have to fast for this,
okay.
Or you're allowed to have coffee with this or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just depends on which one you're getting done.
Yeah, but
we're getting a lot about like cholesterol and like diabetes, that like those tests, if you're testing for blood to do with those two things, then you probably do need to fast,
right.
Which would make sense because those are not the tests that I'm getting done.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to you. That's I'm getting my physical completed. Those are the things that I need to check on.
I just forget that you're 50 now. That's all. I forget that you're checking for cholesterol and
okay,
stuff.
This is not just a 50-year-old thing. I've gotten physicals in my 20s and in my 30s.
I've never heard this then.
Joy in Oberlin, good morning.
Good morning, you two. I'm just sitting here in my car cracking up laughing because I've gotten blood tests for years as well. And I mean, you're always checking everything. And I've been told to fast every time unless they've said, you know, we're just checking a basic thing. But usually if you're doing your annual physical, you have to fast, and I always want to do first thing in the morning because you can only have black coffee.
Correct.
And I don't live on black coffee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if it's not before 10 in the morning, I reschedule my appointment. Yeah, you have to fast unless they tell you not to.
Wow.
So, yeah, because I have a sister with lupus. I've got friends with diabetes. And I'm not 50. Not yet. But, yeah, for most of your blood tests, you're not, you know, you're supposed to fast. So I'm just curious who you're going to.
This is blowing my mind. I've been going to, I mean, like, I go to the Cleveland Clinic now, but I went to, like, good hospitals out in California, too. I've just never heard this.
Well, Joy, Alyssa has.
Who you're for, too. So.
Alyssa has a huge crush on her doctor.
I do.
She thinks that he's really hot, so she's probably not listening to anything that he says. He's just staring into his eyes.
This is true.
And he's saying things that you need to do to take care of your health.
And I'm just like, huh.
Brittany is in Menor on the Lake. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you gotten a blood test lately?
So So not super, super recently, but little pretext, I'm 29, so definitely not 50. I've had 4 children. Every woman in my family is a nurse. My high school best friend's mom was a phlebotomist, and then my best friend went on to also be a phlebotomist. I have never been told that you have to fast before a blood test.
Yes! Never.
Unless it was a glucose test, or they're specifically looking at, like, solely your cholesterol. Any general panel I've ever done, anything in pregnancy, I usually go from the doctor's office to the blood test without even planning that ahead of time. They'll tell me in the office, hey, you need blood work, and I just go downstairs and do it with no forethought.
I think we have established that there are certain types of, it depends on what kind of a blood test that you're getting.
Yes.
I don't know, though.
Overall, general, I've never been told to plan in advance for fasting or anything unless it was, like, when I was pregnant.
And the one that I need, Alyssa, is to check all of those things. My glucose, my lipids, my cholesterol. So that's why I have to fast.
Fine, I lose this round. I'll take the loss.
I think we can go halvesies on this. It depends. Eman in Olmsted Falls, please tell me you are the one that is going to beat this streak.
I really hope so.
I hope so, too. I have your 5 questions right here.
Okay.
After we're done answering questions, if you get more answers correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
E-Man, are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
Question 1 on Friends. What was the name of the coffee shop where everyone hung out?
The Central Perk.
Question 2. The band Dishwalla had a hit song in the 90s counting what color cars?
Can I come back to that one?
No.
No, I don't know. Blue.
Your guess is blue?
Sure.
Question 3. Earth has 1 moon. How many moons does Mars have?
None.
Question 4. According to Jurassic Park, what are the names of the dinosaurs that hunted in packs and could open doors?
T-Rexes.
All right, final question. What is the human body's largest organ?
Spleen.
Your guess is spleen?
Oh, no, intestines.
Okay, E-Man, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? All right, let me count you up here, E-Man. It's 1, only 2 correct. Alyssa, come on in. Meet E-Man from Olmsted Falls.
Good morning, E-Man.
Good morning.
I thought she did better. She only got 2 today.
Oh, better than 0.
I'm hoping that Alyssa has a really off game right here.
I really hope so, too. Those are tough questions.
Let's find out. Question 1. On Friends, what was the name of the coffee shop where everyone hung out?
The Central Perk.
Question 2. The band Dishwalla had a hit song in the 90s counting what color cars?
Red?
No. I'm sorry, it was counting blue cars.
Huh. I don't think I know that song.
We're all counting blue cars. That's the only line I know from the song. Question 3. Earth has 1 moon. How many moons does Mars have?
3.
You were so confident with that.
I was.
Only 2. Only 2 moons for Mars.
Ah.
All right. So, with 2 questions left, Alyssa just needs 1 of these to tie. So, let's see if she slips up on 1 of these. According to Jurassic Park, what are the names of the dinosaurs that hunted in packs and could open doors?
A T-Rex?
No! Velociraptors is the correct answer for that one.
You say that like it's just the most common knowledge. Like, I should just know that.
I've only really seen the first Jurassic Park movie, and everybody knows that.
I don't think I've seen that.
They hunted in packs. They went in the kitchen. They were opening up kitchen doors.
No, okay.
Okay, so this game just got really interesting. The final question. If Alyssa misses it, she will lose.
I'm going down.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yeah.
What is the human body's largest organ?
Your skin.
Your skin is correct.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I really thought I was about to lose it all. I thought my streak was going down the tubes.
Oh, man.
Iman, you had her on the ropes.
But my streak lives to see another day.
Good.
Oh, man.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Should have got the skin one.
Iman, we have wonderful prizes for you. Hopefully you think so. You're going to see Max McNown at the House of Blues a week from tonight.
Oh, yay. My name is Iman, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q14.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.